From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday the 4th of June.
A new COVID variant has been discovered in Victoria among the latest positive cases. The highly infectious Delta strain that spread through India was detected among the four cases that were recorded in the past 24 hours. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton said the Delta variant hadn't been detected in Australia before.
Meanwhile, the federal government has agreed to pay for a new quarantine facility in Victoria. The facility will be similar to the one in Howard Springs. It'll help stop people catching COVID in hotel quarantine by allowing high-risk travellers to be housed in purpose-built accommodation. Here's Victoria's Acting Premier, James Molino.
This is a priority for both governments. We'll work with the Commonwealth in terms of if there's any way that we can fast-track all of the planning processes. We want to get construction happening as soon as possible. We want to get this open as soon as possible. So I'm very, very pleased that we've reached this agreement today.
In other news, former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins has been hospitalised to receive care and mental health treatment. Ms Higgins, who claims she was raped at Parliament House in 2019, was admitted to hospital last Thursday. It came after a bruising week of Parliament that saw the Prime Minister dismiss allegations his staff briefed media against Ms Higgins' partner, David Shiraz.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Clarke has poured cold water on rumours he's back with his ex-wife Kylie. The pair split last year but were recently snapped on holiday together with their daughter. The cricket champ told Kyle and Jackie O this morning that they have not rekindled their romance.
We went to Palm Beach last weekend with my sister, her husband and two kids, and all of a sudden, because we're having a family holiday with our daughter, we're back together. So I think they just forgot to ask Kylie or myself.
So it was just being—it was just you guys being happy families, amicable, and nothing more.
Exactly.
And finally, Tom Cruise is said to be fuming after some cast members on the new Mission Impossible movie tested positive for COVID. That's meant Cruise and 60 others have been forced to self-isolate for 14 days, delaying the filming of the movie. Cruise made headlines last December when audio of him blasting crew members for violating the COVID safety protocols was leaked to the press.
That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update over the weekend.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.